It was a few years ago, but I remember the day that I was sitting in a coffee shop at 9th and Downing, waiting for my mom to get her hair cut, watching the people around me, and this center coffee shop was a hub of activity, a Safeway across the street, down the street from Cheeseman Park. And as I was resting there, the phone rang, and I picked it up, and it was my daughter, Annalise, who was living in Seattle at the time. She called just to talk. I said, "Well, how are you?" And she said, "Oh, I'm great, Mom. Living the dream." Living the dream became one of her favorite expressions. And this time, however, she said it with a touch of irony, as maybe she always does. For certainly she was living in a place that she dreamed to live in, the downtown Seattle with every coffee shop in the world, every fun little restaurant, cocktail bar, and all kinds of people running up and down the streets. It was just what she dreamed of, and yet she had two very exhausting jobs and an internship, living in a crowded apartment, trying to survive. It was a dream, all right, but not exactly the one she had thought of or thought she might desire. But once we stopped our conversation, her expression stayed in my mind, and as I finished my coffee, I looked around that little shop at the people around. Two men were over in a corner having an animated discussion with each other. There was a woman going by with her recycled bags, getting ready to buy groceries at the store across the street. A young girl drove by on her bicycle. She had a little dog in the back on a pooch container in the back of her bike. The barista of that day, a young man, had put smiley faces on everybody's cups of coffee as he handed them to us with a smile. And there was an older gentleman who was talking to what looked like a rather homeless man on the street, handing him something and visiting with him. And there was a student on a computer screen, intent and determined, looking at that screen, not looking up, working on something. And as I looked around this coffee shop, I wondered, are we all living the dream? What is the dream we are living? You know, many of us moved to this place or have been in this place for a long time, but moved here for a dream. The dream of living in Colorado, but the dream and what all that might entail. The dreams of success, the dreams of family, the dreams of community. The dreams, perhaps, of prosperity, dreams of security. And perhaps it has met your expectations. But we don't always get what we dream. Life changes on us. We have disappointments and defeats. And yet, without imagination, without a dream, we have no hope, no way through. I propose that we come to this place, this holy shepherd place, to live a dream as well. For we come together to dream again the dream of God, to meet together and encourage one another, to hold fast to a shared hope of God's love for us and for this world, to be captured by a dream in the beautiful words, the wonderful music, the beauty that surrounds us, to commune again with Jesus, who manifests the dream of God as a human being on earth. and to provoke one another to love again, to do good deeds again. We come to live the dream, to dream again and again. Our lessons today from Daniel and Mark are parts of scripture that we called apocalyptic scripture that are about reliving the dream, especially in times of great distress and great fear. Apocalypse means unveiling human history, taking away a layer so you can see what's underneath. And oftentimes it is said these images are strange and odd and weird, but it is an attempt to be able to see that God is at work for battling the evil that is around us. In the book of Daniel, Michael, the archangel, fights on our behalf with the army of God's people. And this literature has always been important to revitalize the dream of God's people in a time of great distress and great persecution, to know that the unseen is working on our behalf, helping us with grace and fortitude. This literature tells the backstory as a way of re-energizing the people of God for the day at hand, as difficult as it may be. Now, when we read this text from Mark, you say, this doesn't seem like a dream at all. Jesus walking with his disciples, looking at the temple and saying, all these stones are going to be torn down. Nations are going to be fighting against nations, kingdom against kingdom. This sounds more like a nightmare than a dream. A time of anguish and earthquakes and famines. This kind of literature points to our greatest fears. It shows us our greatest fears and takes us there. It says, what could be the worst possible thing that could happen? Here it is, right before you. And yet, I want to show you a different angle on it. For it says, takes our worst fears and presents surprising hope. All these things going on, all the chaos, all the things that make us afraid. How does Mark's gospel interpret this? How does Jesus begin to say what to look for? He says all of this suffering is a labor. It is a laboring towards the new life and the new birth of God. That in all these endings that we see, God is speaking and coming through with a new beginning. God is birthing a new creation in the stones, in the rubble that's thrown down from the temple. A beloved temple destroyed? What kind of hope is this? In a world that seems doomed to destruction, God starts over and over again. And God is beginning again, even now. One of the important words to remember in the Gospel of Mark is the word immediately. Throughout that gospel, we are reminded that there is an urgency to God's work now. It may look like all things are falling apart. It may seem that there is nothing to trust in around us. Yet we are called. We are called to see and to trust in the dream that God has for this world. and for us. We get caught up in the grief, the loss of what is passing away. We get immobilized by the chaos and the disruption of changes around us and in us. We want to remove ourselves. We get sleepy. We get tired. We don't see the point. We are like the people of all times in this kind of chaos. And yet, our God provokes us in love to wake up, to see what God is about in this world, to see the great love God has for this earth, for us, and for all the people. And to dream again, to dream that people can come together in hope, to dream that in forgiveness we can be reconciled, to dream that there is shelter, there is home for each and every person in this world, to dream for those who hunger that there is enough, for those who thirst there are rivers of life, to dream for those who are ill that God's love makes us whole, to dream God's dream of a people living in hope, abundant life for all, and then to struggle, as Jesus used this word, labor, for this new life to happen, with vigor, with hope, with love. For now is the day. Today is the day. God's future of love is already here. How are we today, God's children? Are we living the dream? Yes. Let us live the dream together. Thanks be to God. Amen.